Hi there, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. You know, I've been looking back, and I've been doing this for a number of years now, and the theme, the essence, has always been the same. It's really about encouraging, supporting ordinary people like you and myself, doing what we can to create what we call a culture of peace. And as I reflect back over the years, I came to see there seems to be two core elements to this, two principles, if you will, that are like the bedrock of this whole idea of creating a culture of peace. And one of them, which is basically a belief, and that's the belief that all creation, all living beings, including humans, have an inherent worth and dignity. And, you know, I talk to people, and a lot of them have difficulty with that. They say, vast majority, 98%, 95% are humans, are decent people. But they question if that's true for everybody. And so I talked about this in the last episode. And rather than rumble on and just repeat myself, I would suggest you go back and check that out. There's some good stuff in there, if I may say so. Some of my friends have said so. And it's short. It's only, I think, maybe 10, 12 minutes. So there's that belief that all beings, including humans, have an inherent worth and value and dignity. So that's one. So the other one, which I'll talk a little bit about today, is the notion that we are, all creation is interconnected, interrelated, if you, whatever word you want to put in there. And that's both a belief, for sure. All the major religions speak about the oneness of creation, but it's also a scientific fact, or at least it's science is more and more just discovering. Oh, wow! Yes, everything is interrelated. Everything is connected. Excuse me for a minute. So one of the best examples that I've seen of this is, I think it's called The Secret Life of Trees. And there's a lot of stuff actually online about how trees work together. And the notion if there's a tree that's maybe not doing well and starting to die, other trees around it in their root system will start to reach out to it and connect with it and feed it. You know, their nutrients come into the healthy tree, and through the root system, it helps the unhealthy tree. And there's pictures of the root system of trees and how it grows. So there's that to me is a really good example. And it even take a river like the Mississippi. That river is what it is because of all the other streams and rivers that have fed into it and created this really powerful river. So there's a lot of stuff in nature that is showing the connection, how things are all connected, how they work together. Is the whole idea of what is being discovered in quantum physics, Obviously, I'm not an expert in that, but you know, there's a lot of stuff quantum entanglement and how you can split an atom and send one up here miles away, and what you do to one half of the atom, the results of that appear in the other half. There's this notion of remote viewing where supposedly you have an idea and you try to communicate it to me through, I guess, energy systems, and I can pick it up. And then what I find that happens quite a bit with me, and probably with a lot of you, is this notion where you'd be thinking of someone and you say, oh, gee, I haven't seen Joe in a long time. And, you know, like an hour later, you see him at the gym or in a grocery store or whatever. And then also stuff like someone sends you a text or they call you, and just before you got that, you had been thinking of calling them or sending them a text or an email. So, you know, what's that all about? There's something going on there. And then there's the notion of Ubuntu, which I think is a South African word. U-B-U-N-T-U, I think it is how it's spelled. And I did a podcast a while back. I think it's like number 30 or 31. And the basic translation of that is, I am because you are, which is basically saying my existence is very much tied to who you are. And kind of like if you weren't around, would I exist? And, you know, you spread that out over a large amount of people. So again, it's that sense of connectedness. And I think if you look in nature, almost on maybe all of nature kind of works together to bring about healthier aspects of various parts of nature. And it's nature is very much about cooperation, it seems, when you look at the different species in nature. And humans seem at this point to still be stuck in this competitive aspect, and it's about me, and maybe even extended out to my family, my tribe. But there's still this sense of feeling unconnected to a lot of life, a lot of things in life. And so hopefully humans will begin to realize that, you know, we're all interconnected somehow. And it seems more and more people are getting that sense. And so those seem to be the two elements, the belief that every living creature has an inherent worth and dignity, and that all of creation is interrelated. And so when I do something, that sends out, one good way to look at it is, when I do something, it sends out energy vibes or energy signals that come out, you know, that whole ripple effect thing. And way back when you know, when you have your, I guess it's a electrocardiogram, and they put those things on you, and you get this chart readout. They have machines now that can do that from 15 feet away with no things attached to your body. So there's, you know, there's something going on with all this energy, man, and we gotta get a hold of that and realize, you know, that this whole notion, we're all interconnected, and when you do something good, Even a tiny thing, holding a door open for someone, it sends out good vibes across the universe. So let me leave you with those two things. One, the inherent worth and dignity of every human being, and the belief and fact that we are, all creation is interrelated, is connectedness. And even if you don't accept those per se, maybe do an experiment. Start living like they are true in your daily life and see where that takes you. See what happens, you know. Just have that conscious mind when you see a person, you know, that they have an inherent worth and dignity, and somehow you're connected there. So let me leave you with those two things, and just try that for a practice and experiment, trying to live out of that place in a mindful way, that place being every human has an inherent worth and dignity, and you are connected to everybody. I can add some humor in there because, but I won't. But people say, oh, well, I don't know. I don't want to be connected to that person. But anyway, on a serious side, just try that. And we'll see where it takes us. Okay, let me end with that. And good to be with you as always. And thanks for listening. And may you walk in peace. You take care. Bye.